Welcome back inside the Doc Spiders pregame show from Winterfield in Wisconsin Rapids as the Fond du Lac Doc Spiders take on the Rafters in the opener of a two-game set. I'm Javik Blake, joined alongside by today's pregame interview, Daylen Reyes at UCLA. Daylen, thanks much for joining us.
Of course, good to be here.
You've been here about a week at this point, slowly adjusting back to the wood bat. What's that adjustment been like for you?
It's not too different, just getting out here, staying competitive, taking good competitive at-bats, and playing good defense behind our pitchers.
What was it like last year adjusting to the wood bat in the Appy League versus this year? Is it a little bit easier because you played 36 games with the wood bat last year?
It was a little bit different, yeah. I mean, playing in the Appy League, swinging a wood bat, it's definitely something that I can remember and go back to, remember some of those good at-bats. But, yeah, adjustments, it's going to be there, but, yeah, not too different.
What's it also been like playing the field? You played a lot of games at DH this year at UCLA, 37 games at DH. What's it been like being out back on the field, being able to field ground balls?
No, I love playing defense. Defense is a big part of my game. I didn't get to play a lot of second base as much as I hoped to last year. Playing DH, being a part of the game was still important for my bat, but I think that playing second base is a huge part of my game, and it's good to be out there.
What's it been like playing with Alejandro and Cash back up the middle?
Super nice. Super good to have those guys like on my team. It's very nice, very comfortable. Turndole plays with those guys. It's really fun.
Does it make it easier when you know you have someone at short that can grab just about anything in the vicinity of second base?
Definitely, yeah. It makes me a little bit more comfortable. It makes me feel like I just have to be in charge of my area, not doing too much, not doing anything more than I need to. I have a lot of trust in my shortstop.
So it almost seems like it makes it easier for you out there. You can play a little bit more relaxed.
Definitely makes it easier. I'm definitely more comfortable just worried about what I have to do, and I know that the guy at shortstop's going to make his plays.
This year was a big year for the UCLA Bruins. You guys made the NCAA Regionals. Unfortunately, didn't make it out of the Auburn Regional. But what was that experience like playing in an NCAA Regional, especially in Auburn?
It was crazy. It was a different experience. It was very lively over there at Auburn. I think that we did come up short. We didn't do exactly what we wanted to do, but we put ourselves in a good position to compete and win. It was really about winning that first game. Put ourselves in a good position to win the whole thing, and we didn't do that. And when it didn't work out as we thought, I think that our team was competitive through the whole way, but definitely hungry for next year.
It has to be a little different, though, because you at UCLA play basically every game on national television. Is it any difference when they slap an ESPN logo on it?
It's a little bit, gets you going a little bit more. You see the ESPN, but I think that the most important thing is just taking it slow, remembering that it's just a baseball game, doing nothing different, just preparing the same way.
What was it also like being an everyday starter this year for UCLA? That's the first time you've done that in your career.
Yeah, I didn't get that much time out there my freshman year, but my sophomore year was definitely more competitive. I liked being out there. I think that my bat was a good component in a winning lineup, and I think that I made a good impact, and I liked being out there just helping the team win.
What was the growth you saw from game one this year all the way back in February all the way to now?
I think that I just got better. I think that's how you have to be. You can't stay the same. You just got to keep getting better, whether that's playing defense or whether that's taking competitive at-bats. I think that you always have to get better, and I think that I progressed pretty well.
You play for John Savage at UCLA, who is regarded as one of, if not the best coach in all of college baseball. He's been there for more time than most of the roster has been alive at UCLA. What's it like playing for someone who has so much experience and is such a legend in college baseball?
Yeah, I definitely love playing for Coach Savage. He's a really good guy. He's super competitive, which matches up exactly with what I'm about. He's been doing it for a very long time, like you said, so it's nice to have someone that's been around that knows the ropes and is always competing.
Obviously, if you're starting at a big Power 5 school like UCLA, the aspirations are to go pro. How much does playing for a guy like John Savage help put you on the way towards being mature enough to be able to produce at a pro level in a couple of years?
Oh, yeah, definitely sets you up really well. He expects a lot out of us, as we should, and as we should out of ourselves. But I think that it's about doing the things that he asks you, get better every day, keep progressing, and work hard.
Talking about playing pro baseball, this is basically a minor league baseball schedule. How have you kind of been able to manage the first couple of games, because this is a big stretch for the Doc Spiders, 28 games in 27 days.
Yeah, it's definitely an adjustment. I think just you got to fall in love with the grind. You got here for so long that you got to really enjoy being out here, or else you're not getting anything out of it.
And you're not the only UCLA Bruin on the roster. Your teammate Caden Cottinger gets the start tonight. What's it been like to have another UCLA Bruin in the clubhouse with you?
Oh, I definitely love having him around. He's worked really hard. He had a labrum surgery coming in, so he had a slow start to our season, didn't get out there when he wanted to, but he worked really hard with the weight room, with the rehab, and it's paying off for him. He looks really good.
How cool is it to see him finally be back on the mound after all the work you've seen him put in?
No, I definitely love it. I love playing behind him. He's a good guy to be with. He's really competitive, and he's a hard worker.
Well, you'll be behind him tonight. Best of luck. Thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview, the Dock Spiders and Rafters, coming up next on the Dock Spiders Radio Network.